Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa co-head coaches Brad Chemnitz and Den Frericks. And guys, before we talk about the season and the opener, let's talk a little bit about the preseason. How do we think the preseason went and the off season, getting ready for the season? How were all that stuff going for the Bison?
I think the preseason went well. You know, we had a lot of guys, you know, working their butts off in the weight room and really becoming a team, getting that team pounding into this team's head and just being together, being one, you know, really working together.
Talk a little bit about some things that the team maybe did in the off season to prepare for this season.
We had a couple seniors step up and do some captain's practice on their own time away from the coaches. I think that really helped out the guys getting focused and building a lot of team chemistry.
Awesome. And then when we get into the season and stuff, you know, you talked a little bit about the preseason, the weightlifting and stuff, but when you actually get into practice, you talked about becoming a team. So, you know, what are some things when you get out into practice that you're seeing that really is, you know, highlighting how this team is working together and becoming a team?
A lot of the guys, we seen a lot of things like they were not really laughing and joking around, but they were having fun. They were communicating well with each other. They just seemed to be bonding really well as far as out on the field with open communications. As far as if they messed up, they were communicating. The other guys would tell them, hey, you know, get it the next play, move on. Let's continue to work to get better.
And going into week number one, kind of a tough week number one, as you guys hosted the number six team in the state. Gladbrook Rhinebeck came to town, and they're able to get past you 70-13. Tell me a little bit about the game.
You know, we started off, you know, really hot, and, you know, our kids were excited, fired up, you know. I told these guys, you know, it's a heck of a chance to play such a good team. You know, we got to get after it right away and then, you know, show them what we're about. And I think that's the first quarter we really came out. And then it just kind of got – we had a few guys kind of go down later on and it kind of hurt us a little bit in a few spots since we had to move some kids around. We're a little young in a few spots, but we're still learning and getting the hang of it. So, you know, we're a little nervous. But, man, our kids really came out. We're excited to see and we just got to put four quarters together.
Yeah, and Dan, what'd you see?
You know, in the first quarter, I mean, our defense came out and was just flying all over, making plays. I mean, our coverage was really good right off the bat. Our coverage is awesome right off the bat, making plays. Our linebackers were flowing to the ball really good. Our DNs were playing hard. You know, in the second quarter, we showed up, we made a few mistakes, and once we started making those mistakes, we started hanging our heads a little bit, and we just couldn't get our heads wrapped around the fact that we'd made some mistakes, and we really couldn't get back focused and back into the game very well.
Mm-hmm. Is a game like this maybe got some learning points for the team, maybe some things that you guys can build on?
Oh, definitely. I mean, being able to make a mistake and then move on and play the next play and not let it demise the rest of the game the way we're playing the rest of the game is going to be huge going forward. Because that was the biggest thing I seen last night was, you know, when we were really high and making really good plays, you know, and we were really up, we were doing awesome. And then as soon as we made a few mistakes, our lows got really low that we just couldn't wrap ourselves and get back to playing.
What are some things that the Bison will be taking back to the practice field this week to work on before week two?
You know, offensively, you know, we got a few things to polish up on the O-line and just trying to keep everyone healthy. You know, our quarterback kind of went down for a little bit and just keep them healthy and move on and work and touch up on a few things, you know, running back wise, wide receiver wise, you know, just the little details and try to get them ready to go for next week.
And talking about next week, you guys will stay at home, and you'll take on the Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears. What are you guys expecting out of a team of Bishop Garrigan?
You know, I've been seeing them from last year, first year we played them. They like to run the ball. They like to run the ball and lead with their running back, and then they do hand it off. So I see a lot more runs versus Gladbrook like to throw the ball a lot more. So we'll probably see a lot more runs from out of Bishop Garrigan. So we're going to have to play a little tighter with our linebackers and make some adjustments there.
How about playing a school that's not just, you know, on your football schedule, but also on your basketball schedule for the kids and also on, you know, on the track schedules and that such, and playing a team and familiar in Bishop Garrigan? Does that make it kind of fun for the kids, you know, seeing them in other sports and the success that, North Iowa has had in some sports against Bishop Garrigan recently?
Yeah, I think the kids definitely have it circled on their calendar. They like playing them. You know, they're always pretty excited. We came in last year pretty excited and played them tough right till the end. But, yeah, the kids are close, and the kids are playing, and really like playing them.
Yeah, yeah. How about injury-wise? You mentioned a few kids maybe banged up a little bit. Talk about the Bison's health and anything serious.
Nothing serious. It's just you know, the cramps. We just got pushed through that. You know, a few guys were playing both ways, and we knew kind of coming in that some guys are playing both ways, and they got to be hydrated and ready to go for four quarters, which is always tough. You know, trying to get them ready for in practice and stuff. You know, we try to push them as hard as we can and get them ready for that moment. But you just never know on a Friday when they're playing 140 some snaps. It's just tough for that.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. We really appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck against the Golden Bears next week, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Thank you.
That was North Iowa co-head coaches Brad Chemnitz and Dan Furix.